This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And Vincent.
And the coronavirus, of course, still reigns as champion in the news. But there is other stuff going on.
The what?
Finally. The coronavirus.
Oh, you're talking about the Kung Flu. Oh, okay,
yes,
I got it.
The Boomer Doomer, as I prefer. So, obviously, it's hard to escape that. I did find some stuff that gets away from it. Of course, last night we found the story about the dog being taught how to drive, and that was fantastic.
Excellent.
But it looks like Satoshi Nakamoto, who is the anonymous creator of Bitcoin, may also have created Monero. And that's not an April Fool's joke. There is an April Fool's joke going around that Craig Wright proved himself to be Satoshi.
But I fell for that earlier.
Really? I saw it and I was like, it's April the 1st. I'm never going to bother to click it.
I completely forgot what day it was.
It happens. But we didn't really get into anything in our actual show prep yesterday. Evidently, a restaurant in Los Angeles has been shut down for selling groceries without a permit.
You don't say.
Or that could be Louisiana, but I imagine it's Los Angeles. Yeah. So a few Los Angeles restaurants struggling to maintain footing amid the COVID-19 outbreak identified a clever way to generate revenue while still serving the community to start selling groceries. The city's public health department promptly shut them down. The reason? The small businesses didn't have a grocery permit. And here's the best part. It's not really possible for a restaurant to become a grocery store. Dr. Barbara Ferrer, director of the Los Angeles County Public Health, said in a briefing, you cannot just decide you want to sell groceries.
They have to ask for permission, apparently.
But isn't that amazing? What implications does that have for all of the farmer markets, presumably that don't exist in the state of California?
Or lemonade stands, too. I mean, you hear about lemonade stands getting shut down by the police, so it only makes sense that they're going to shut down groceries. Because how dare they provide nourishment and nutrition to people, especially during a time of crisis? I mean, how irresponsible of them to be doing this?
It's ridiculous. And it all comes together with that exact mindset. I mean, these restaurants were put out of business by the government. And they're like, okay, then we'll become essential. We'll sell groceries. And the government said, no, you can't just sell groceries?
Not without the right permit.
Yeah, and in California, yeah, that's a nightmare to deal with.
So they got to beg Guido for another permit to do whatever it is, or he's going to come and take more money.
Who is Guido?
I'm referring to the government there as a gang.
Okay.
So as it's a mafia. But we kind of know what they're doing, though, as they're in town. They're really clear about it. You pay me or else, but not with the government there.
So the restaurants turned grocery stores provide a rather obvious public health benefit. They are significantly less crowded than traditional grocery stores, which is convenient when considering that every major health organization has advised individuals to maintain a 6-foot distance from surrounding people, which I don't know if either. Did you go to the Concord thing today?
I did not.
I know you didn't. Yeah. I didn't either. But I'm curious if social distancing was maintained there.
I would think not.
I know it wasn't when we met here in Central Square on Friday, which thankfully I will be there again this Friday. I didn't expect to be.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine the people that are going out when they're told not to be going out would be also distancing themselves.
But I think the social distancing issue is kind of different from the obey the government issue, right?
I have no idea. If it says this, the places I've seen today had signs up that said CDC, blah, 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 6 feet, blah, blah, blah. So CDC is a government agency, so I would think the same people doing what they're not being told to do Yeah, they come out right.
Six feet is the lowest I've seen. Like, I've seen other people, or other, like, signs suggesting, like, 3 meters, which is 9 feet. So I've seen 5 meters, which is 15 feet, and all sorts of insane things. You can't, I mean, especially in our society, you can't do anything meaningful with someone from 15 feet away unless you have two cans and a string.
I'm starting to think maybe that's part of what the conspiracy here is, to keep people from actually making physical contact. Because I know from my own experience and other people's that, like, physical contact, hugs, you know, those sort of social interactions certainly help to bring people down more calm, have longer, happier lives. I mean, I'm sure everybody here likes some form of social contact.
Sure, but it's up to the individual to decide whether or not they want to obey this. But yeah, it's definitely unusually restrictive. Like, according to the government, if you're not living with someone, then you have to stay 6 feet away from them. I think should would be a better choice of word there than have, but it's absurd to think that you've been dating this person for 6 months or whatever, and the government doesn't want you to even hug them or even come within 6 feet of them.
Now, what's more absurd is that someone would listen to that.
It is absurd. I know lots of people who are listening to it, though, and it's scary.
I fell for it a little bit in the beginning.
Really?
Yeah, it felt pretty good to just stop falling for it.
What feels pretty good for me is going out in public and there only being like 5 or 6 other people out. I'm loving that. I hope that never changes.
Traffic is great.
Everyone else can stay the hell at home, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, me either.
And as long as everyone else doesn't stay at home, it's fine. But we do need an economy, and the government seems to be hard at work to destroy that.
Yeah, because I think this is an economy that's based on buying things. Like, there's not a lot of savers there. So a lot of service industries and things like that. I don't know how long it can go like this.
It depends on how much money the Fed can print. Of course, they've promised unlimited support for the economy. Unlimited money printing is essentially what they've said.
Yeah,
this has people cheering. They're excited.
Yep, that's Keynesianism, right? That's what it's all about.
When it's to keep the stock market afloat, which most people listening, or at least I'd hope they'd realize that, for the most part, the stock market, I think it's like, 90% of people who are in the stock market are, like, already incredibly wealthy and, like, you know, up at the top. But because of 401ks and people's retirement plans and everything, the economy, at least the U.S. economy, heavily depends on the stock market. So it's even if this whole pumping money in was just to get a few people rich, right? Like the people who get the money from the Federal Reserve first. I understand why, let's see, I'm trying to be careful my words here. Fiscally conservative or fiscally, you know, fiscal minded people would support the stimulus package, right? Because if the stock market goes to pre 2016 levels, they say it might start a depression, like worse than the 2008 Great Recession.
I expect a depression to come out of this. I mean, half of the, I don't know what the exact numbers are, but a large portion of American businesses have been completely put out of work. And a lot of these people have no savings whatsoever. So they have no money. And they're going to get this $1,200 check, and it's going to be gone, and they're going to need more money. It's just not going to be sustainable.
Nope.
And the debt that stimulus package is creating outweighs the money that people get from the Trump buck check anyway. So, I mean, and I don't think anyone realistically expects that the country is actually going to pay the national debt back. But let's say, you know, let's say it was. I think it's like, what, around like three, for every $1,200 check, the American people are going to have to pay back something like $6,000 because all the rest of the pork in the stimulus bill is like 9%. Of 9% of all the money from that stimulus bill, or at least the most recent one, I think we're talking about having a second one come out of phase four, that's what Trump called it, but 9% actually went to, you know, the everyday average American people. The rest of it went to, like, what was it, $25 million for the Kennedy Art Center, in the coronavirus stimulus relief package. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. The fact that Washington, D.C. isn't on fire right now because of, you know, 91% of that stimulus package going to, just, you know, corrupt ends is, I mean, it just shows that maybe this country deserves the virus, or, you know, the majority of the people deserve to have their freedom taken.
Well, it seems pretty easy to buy off the American people with their own money. Strange as though that is, it's like they're going to pay this back one way or another, whether it's through inflation or through increased taxes or whatever. all of this $1,200 is going to get paid back.
Yeah, I believe that bill got unanimous approval. Like, there wasn't one senator or congressman, whatever.
Well, there wasn't enough there to even constitute a quorum, according to Thomas Knapp, who heads the Rational Review News Digest.
Yeah, but the fact that nobody voted.
Well, nobody was there.
There was enough people there to vote for it.
It was like the income tax amendment all over again. It's like, hey, let's get not really enough people in here. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. We'll be right back.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, and with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And Vincent.
And we have someone who we personally know who has been affected by the COVID-19, SARS-2, coronavirus, whatever it is they're calling it these days. Mark, what's travel like out there?
Well, I got to say, it's not very easy. Yesterday, I got a text that said from United Airlines, that's the airlines I prefer to use if I can, and they said they were canceling my flight from Sarasota, Florida to Reagan Airport, or maybe it was Dulles. I'm not sure which one it was. And then rerouted me through Chicago O'Hare. Well, then they canceled within 2 hours, maybe an hour, they canceled the flight from O'Hare to Bradley, which is the airport that I generally come in at, and more or less said, well, good luck putting that together. So then I went online, I called them up or whatever, and managed to move my flight a couple of days back to Sunday now. Hopefully I will be able to be on the show. But it's... yeah, I mean, who knows whether that's going to happen? I'm just waiting for a text that says that airline, that's flight's canceled, and that, you know, I watched Trump on the television here, and they're apparently shutting down a certain level of travel. People are being quarantined and all that stuff.
You can still drive,
right? I'm wondering, well, when are the state troopers going to be put at the interstate, is what my question is.
Yeah, I heard that they were stopping some people in Vermont yesterday.
Well, I understand the immense drawing power of the Green Mountain State, but, you know, can't imagine why they're stopping people and what they expect to fix by doing it.
Want to make sure you're listening.
I don't know. And you guys were talking about social distancing. I heard 3 feet originally, because what they're concerned with is people who spit when they talk, you know, getting a little droplets out there, perhaps a rogue sneeze if somebody isn't able to cover completely or whatever.
Well, sneezing travels way past 3 feet. It goes, I think, like 15 feet is the range for a sneeze.
Right, that's why they're, if somebody's attempting to projectile sneeze at you in a sort of terrorist fashion, isn't going to do that much.
Sneeze terrorism, that's a new one.
Somebody's going to get carded for that, or they're going to get a ticket for that.
Well, the people who are out there, it's hard for me to feel bad for somebody out there who's like, I'm going to lick the deodorant or whatever, screw them. But,
yeah, and I guess our roadblocks into Florida, we're backed up 4 hours.
To get into Florida?
I wouldn't doubt that.
Yeah, roadblocks into Florida, we're backed up 4 hours.
Because today the governor announced in Florida that there's going to be a stay-at-home order. Which makes sense, because Florida has like some of the oldest population in the country, right? All these old geezers, they go to Florida to retire because it's warm there. So one would think that Florida would have gone under like total shutdown weeks ago.
Well, I would hope I wouldn't have to tell my grandmother during the outbreak of a virus that could kill her that she needs to stay at home.
Well, you know,
and I certainly don't
need
the government to.
Yeah, most of the people I saw today that were older, like they didn't seem to care at all. They were opening doors for me, and we're getting way within that 6 foot or 3 foot range.
That's good. Now, is that because they're like, well, I've already got 1 foot in the grave anyway?
Yeah, maybe. I think the natives here are kind of hardcore, so maybe they're scared.
My mother's been at the house basically. Hair appointments. We do have to have our priorities straight. Except for hair appointments, been at the house for the last 3 weeks, basically. So I guess it just depends on what chances you're willing to take.
I can't say. It's been kind of nice just doing some stuff around the house.
Oh, yeah. I've been social distancing for the last decade. So all these people are all upset about it. I don't really understand. I'm hoping this does away with handshaking. I really am of the opinion handshakes are just, they're disgusting and not for any particularly good reason. you know, here you are, the dirtiest parts of your body are among them, and you're shaking them with the other people, grabbing them and messing, mushing them around with other people's dirty bits, and then, you know, at some point or another, you scratch your face, you know, get close to your mouth or your eye or whatever it is that you're doing, and then, you know, why do that? I think a hug is more sanitary than a handshake.
You know what the origin of a handshake was, right? Why it became a custom in Western society?
Isn't that something to do with swords, right?
Yeah. So since most people were right-handed or would wield their weapons with a right hand, it would show it's a sign of trust, right? But you're not going to immediately pull out your sword and kill the person, yeah. So it's maybe a little bit archaic now, but we still have handshakes. Same thing with, like, was it taking your hat off to when you see someone or come inside? It's when someone will be wearing a helmet, right? If they wanted to get entry into your castle, they would remove her helmet so you could see, you know, people could see your face, and it showed that you were intending to do diplomacy and not fight.
I'm of the opinion as well that handshakes need to die, but it's because there are so many people out there who insist that you can learn everything you need to know about a person by shaking their hand. And that's the most moronic thing I've ever heard in my life. But there are people out there who genuinely believe it. Let me look a guy in the eye and shake his hand, and I'll know everything there is to know about him. I don't think you will.
And when you say people, do you mean boomers?
Not all of them. Some Gen Xers.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. I mean, especially in the South.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, I can say at some point I thought I was a handshake guy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like being close to somebody so that I can look them in the eye while I'm talking to them about business. I think that tends to result in better things. However, I wouldn't presume that it was just the handshake that did it.
Sure. And that's certainly better, you know, than just thinking that the amount of strength in their grip or whatever is an accurate gauge of character.
Yeah, knuckle crusher.
Oh, I hate that stuff. That whole, you know, let's play this game where we can see who's stronger than the other person. No, I mean, I'm not your workout equipment, pal. You know, you want to go increase your grip, go to the gym. Leave me alone.
That's something a beta male would say.
You know what a beta male actually is? The beta male is the guy that the alpha male actually has to worry about, right? Like he skulks about waiting for the alpha to get a little older or to, you know, to lose his grip, and he's doing all of the females and the alpha's absence and those kind of things. It's the omega males out there that people are actually calling betas.
So Ian's your alpha?
Well, I can't imagine for a second that that's the case. Breeding opportunities and Ian don't really go in the same sentence.
Okay, thanks for shutting down my brain, both of you. I appreciate that. So your flights are canceled. I was surprised to even see that you were able to fly out of the Marianas Islands when you did, but welcome back to the land of the cowering in their homes in fear.
Be afraid.
And hopefully you can get back.
Be afraid.
Go ahead, Mark.
I'm hoping I can get back by Sunday.
Awesome. I look forward to seeing you, and I hope you can get back up here as well. Of course, the freakout among people is not making things easy. You should be able to drive somewhere. You should be able to get a flight. But instead, panic is making everything shut down. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump holding his daily coronavirus task force meeting at the White House. America continues to wage all-out war to defeat the virus, this horrible, horrible virus. You see how terrible it is, especially when you look at the numbers from yesterday. And we explained why we're extending our nationwide guidelines to slow the spread for 30 days.
More states are issuing stay-at-home orders to be put in place, including Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis.
I'm going to be doing an executive order today directing all Floridians to limit movements and personal interactions outside the home to only those necessary to obtain or provide essential services or conduct essential activities.
At least 230 million Americans are under similar orders. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And Vincent.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform that you can find at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. Now, the coronavirus hoax is what some people are saying.
I see more and more saying it.
And I understand where they're coming from. It's hard to know who is telling the truth here, right?
Very hard.
Because on the one hand, you do look at the internet and you see videos of empty testing centers in places like New York City. But on the other hand, you look in the news and it's filled with, you know, hospitals loading bodies into trucks.
Some of that footage was from Italy, I've heard, that they're playing. They're saying it's New York, but it's actually from Italy.
I don't remember the news agency now who did that, but I think they admitted to doing that.
at all. I didn't know that. That'd be a first they admit to lying, right? Because, I mean, these people aren't above it, and I don't mean to derail it, but remember when the Kurds were under attack by the Turkish or something happened, and one, I think it was like CBS or one of these big, you know, big three-letter news agencies played footage of this apocalyptic battle and, like, tracer, machine gun bullets, explosions, and it turns out that footage, they said, oh, this is footage from Turkey that was sent to us, and it turns out that footage was from the United States at a machine gun shootout. Yeah. Where people were shooting Tannerite. So, did they have some big scandal where they admitted that they were wrong and people got fired? Oh, absolutely not. They just brushed it under the rug. So I wouldn't be surprised if all of them are showing fake footage, and if they get caught, they're just not going to say anything.
Well, CBS has admitted to using footage from Italy in its New York City coronavirus report. But this isn't the first time that this has happened, and there were no repercussions whatsoever. Like when Black Lives Matter was marching over Ferguson, Missouri, you had the victim's sister out there saying, you know, we need to march into their suburbs and burn these white people's houses down. And CNN edited it in such a way so it sounded like she was calling for peace. And they played that. Then the original video came out, and CNN was like, oh, we didn't mean to edit it so that we completely inverted her message. That was totally an accident. We were just editing for time and content. Yes, yes, you were indeed editing for content. And they didn't even, CNN didn't even come out and say that. They have one of their unpopular, not well-known news anchors tweet it. As a way of taking responsibility for it. So, I mean, they can make up whatever they want, and they can mislead people however they want, and there's freedom of the press, I guess?
Yeah, but that's why this hoax stuff is so it's hard to tell if it is real, because the same people telling, you know, that this war is, that this war footage is real are also the same people taxing by theft. And the news agencies, I think, are just mouthpieces for the state. I mean, they're regulated entities that have had to beg for permission to do business. And the person granting them the permission to do business without the threat of violence is the government. So it would make sense that they would not refuse any request that the state said, hey, this is what you're going to put out.
Unfortunately, so what is the... I've heard a lot of different things. I've heard that no one's sick. I've heard that everyone's sick because of 5G. I've heard that no one died in China. I've heard that way more people than admitted died in China, and that they were burning people in the streets. I've heard they were using it as an excuse to round up dissidents. Probably true, regardless of the state of the virus. And I've heard that everything in between. So what is this person claiming? What is the hoax here, and do they contradict themselves?
Yeah, we'll have to find out if they contradict themselves. This is from Jeff Berwick over at thedollarvigilante.com. Dollarvigilante.com. The title here is Corona Hoax Pandemic Proven Fake, Yet the Lockdowns Continue, and Here's Why.
Proven Fake.
Yeah, I was just proven.
This is going to be good. I cannot wait. Breaking news here on Free Talk Live. We're proving the coronavirus is a hoax.
Yeah, and I would definitely... Extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence.
Yeah, I would definitely say this probably people would consider this a conspiratorial type website, but, you know, what's the saying about coincidences and conspiracies?
I have no idea.
Like a coincidence theorist?
Is it made?
Which
extraordinary
one?
Claims require extraordinary evidence.
I came from
the atheist experience.
I was going to say, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean we're not after you. My buddy Dave told me that.
Also true.
So it was just over 10 years ago that the swine flu epidemic was a hot topic in the media, and I remember it all too well. A few years after, up in communist Canada, my mom got the swine flu vaccine and subsequently got sick. Not only that, but she was never able to walk again after it was given to her, and her health just deteriorated from until she passed away last year. But my mother wasn't the only one to experience such negative and severe side effects. After doing a search for swine flu, can't walk shortly thereafter, I found out that many people had similar experiences. One story that made mainstream headlines back then was a cheerleader for the Washington Redskins who ended up not being able to walk or read very well after being administered the vaccine. Fortunately, she was okay. She was healed through chelation therapy after a doctor suspected she was being poisoned by mercury in the vaccine. I bring up swine flu because that's what's going on now is eerily reminiscent of what's going on back with... Well, I'm public school educated, so this is a bit hard for me to read sometimes.
No worries.
Was going on back then with people all around, all over the place, using face masks and a general state of fear. To me, it seems like some of previous outbreaks were just test runs leading up to much bigger pandemic scare like the one we're currently watching unfold. Especially because of many of the past televised outbreaks took place before the Rockefeller Institute's Orwellian brainchild lockstep was born into 2010. Here comes the conspiracy stuff. Apart from a glaring initiative like lockstep in which the elites are brazenly overt about their intentions for more authoritarianism in the world, more and more daily evidence keeps mounting up showing just how much of a scam this whole martial law plan is. Several videos on YouTube have exposed the difference between what people are told by mainstream media is happening in New York City, ostensibly the biggest hotspot of the outbreak in the U.S., and what is actually happening. The picture being painted of New York, Brooklyn, and Westchester County, a country, on CNN by other MSM prostitutes is vastly different than the reality on the streets. The television programming keeps saying the hospitals are packed, that New York Governor Cuomo is worried that they're going to hit capacity, that they don't have enough ventilators, and that, generally speaking, the greater New York area is in a complete crisis.
Well, let's not forget how easy it is to manipulate people with pictures. I mean, if you take a picture of an empty corner, you can, you know, portray a room as being empty. But if you turn around and you take a picture somewhere else of like 15 people crowded together having a conversation, as often was accused during the 2016 election, you can make an empty room look full or a full room look empty.
Yeah, and just because people see it on the internet, I mean, obviously there's some truth, but there's also some easy ways to cheat people who don't know how to fact check or don't even try.
And there's a lot of that on the internet. People will see something on Facebook and just click it and share it no matter how stupid it is.
Yeah, they run with it. It takes a lot of work to, you know, go and find out if something is true.
Or just because there's a picture of a portrait of a person and text underneath it, people automatically think that that's a quote of theirs. For me, that's the worst ones, because a lot of the times it's easy just to look up, okay, you know, did this person say this? Is there any primary source, or is it apocryphal or anecdotal, or is it a total absolute fabrication?
More often than not, the latter. My favorite one is the picture of the dog that says meow, said the dog.
Yeah.
It's like a quote attributed to the dog. It's like, that's generally what happens. People don't care. And it's too much trouble to actually take 12 seconds of their life to Google something and find out whether or not it's true.
Some of them are pretty cool, so it's fun to run with it real quick.
Luckily, there are independent fact checkers out there who will gladly point out on the internet that you're wrong if you happen to share one of these things. So I guess there is that. There's the...
Lots of keyboard warriors?
Yeah. 855-450-3733. More about the, quote, hoax in a moment.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, and with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And Vincent.
And I just noticed your shirt. I love your shirt.
Meow.
Yeah, it's got a cute little kitty on it who is doing something that cats hate doing, which is being underwater. But he's wearing goggles, so it's okay.
Yeah, this is, I have a monkey that really likes this shirt. Molly Monkey.
You have a monkey?
No, I've just recently started calling her monkey. Okay. I have a 2-year-old.
Okay.
Yeah. She did something the other day, and it was like, I was like, oh, you're such a good monkey. And she's like, monkey?
I would not be surprised by a libertarian telling me they had a pet monkey. So I was just going to go with it.
Well, sometimes, you know, we can lose our cool or whatnot, and I always blame it, like, on my monkey brain, just going a little bit unreasonable.
Sure.
So, you know, I comparing the kids or myself to monkey makes things a little bit funner.
Okay. Well, speaking of things that are unreasonable, this guy has decided that everything about the coronavirus is unreasonable. And as you were showing me during the break, he has this picture that he claims are warehouses full of ventilators that are just sitting empty. Well, not empty, but sitting unused.
Yeah, the meme says sitting in New York.
Yeah. And, of course, it's just pictures of boxes. There's no telling what's in them.
Nope.
It could be sex toys for all we know. It more than likely is, knowing New York. But it's probably not ventilators.
Yeah, there's no way of telling. I mean, I guess you could list references for things you were going to quote, but I don't know how you would list references for a picture.
Well, ideally, the person who took the picture would have made a video of them opening up some of the boxes and revealing that, hey, these are ventilators.
Yeah, that would make it easier.
Well, I mean, and not that I have any reason to defend it, but in their defense, it might be that for not a lot of times people freak out anytime anyone has a camera, right? I'd be at, like, the supermarket just taking pictures of the empty shelves, right? And people say, what are you doing? And I think it could be, in this case, that this person could stand to lose their job if they get caught taking a picture of this. But, you know, I mean, who knows? And that's the issue, right? Instead of that's why, you know, like what they say, a picture could, a picture beats 1,000 words. Well, a video beats 1,000 pictures. Actually, in fact, you know, a video is thousands of pictures.
Yeah.
Depends on how long the video is.
Yeah, and the frame rate and everything. I mean, one second of video is like 30 pictures, so we have to do the math here.
Yeah, and to be clear, the dollar vigilante is not, you know, I wouldn't say he's pro-American, not pro-state anything. Right. So anything that's coming from there is going to be...
Well, I'm not pro-state anything either, but I am pro not believing in stupid crap, I guess.
I'm not pro-state, but I do have a prostate. But I'm sorry. I just had to say that. But
that goes right along with the prostitutes he was talking about.
But so talking about CBS, who's made he continues actually talking about the CBS we were talking about here, Sky News, which is British here in the rest of the article.
Yep, but on the other hand, while Governor Cuomo was telling the media President Trump couldn't get him enough ventilators, the New York State government was quietly storing loads of them. That's the meme we were just talking about. Then you've got CBS, who made a huge propaganda blunder yesterday when they aired an image of New York City hospital room occupied by numerous patients. It turns out the hospital was actually an older image aired previously on Sky News of hospitals seemingly overwhelmed at capacity in Bergamo, Italy. That's what you were just talking about.
And it has been evidently definitively demonstrated that CBS did this, and they actually issued a statement admitting to it, according to the New York Post.
Yeah, that's almost like when what do you call it when you print something and then you come back later, like a retraction,
which usually a lot of the times, like the New York Times, they put the retractions on like page 6 where no one bothers to look at it. It's even the newspaper I worked for, the college paper, would do that. It's very disgusting.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine it gets as many views as the "if it bleeds, it leads" line.
I would like to see the actual New York City hospitals, though. If CBS would be so kind as to actually provide us with the evidence that they're claiming to provide us with.
I'm surprised they even did what you said they did about saying that, you know, they admitted doing that.
Well, if somebody can prove that a photograph is older and came from a hospital in Italy, then CBS doesn't really have much choice.
Yet, as you'll see in one of the video clips included in my walk and talk video with Lucy, that's his dog he's talking about, and is also in this clip of a guy talking to the ambulance workers outside New York Presbyterian hospitals, the hospitals are nowhere near capacity. Not only that, there isn't anyone queuing up outside in a waiting line for a test or treatment.
Well, I did watch this video, and I was surprised. It did compile a few different people who went around to hospitals in New York, particularly where these testing facilities were, and found them to be completely and totally empty. Not even any staff there.
Yeah, it definitely looked like a ghost town.
So I don't know if that's the status in hospitals throughout New York, but it was the status at least two of them, according to the videos that I've seen.
And have either of you seen the Project Veritas video? I believe it was dropped yesterday, where James O'Keefe and Project Veritas, well, you might have heard, they have like these undercover videos getting certain media and political people to admit all sorts of abhorrent things. So James O'Keefe, the founder, he took a video of himself driving into one of the National Guard, New York National Guard testing centers, right? And he had the camera rolling while, and he was asking the guardsmen some questions, and he asked if it was as bad as the media was saying, and the guard essentially said no.
Yeah, he's right there, so he gets to see it all.
They're setting up one of those here in Keene. Well, they're testing.
Oh, at the college. Yeah. I've been meaning to go and see, go there and see what we're up to, right? Because I think they're housing some of the guards on campus. There was, when we passed by, I passed by campus just a few weeks ago. They had, like, they're blocking any sort of vehicle traffic in. So, I'm kicking myself. I should have gone. But by tomorrow's show, I'll go back to campus and see what's going on. That I'll promise.
Excellent. Keep us posted. Yeah. I know that a lot of the military people are staying at some of the hotels here in Keene. On taxpayer expense, of course. But even if they were at the dorms here in Keene State, it would still be at taxpayer expense.
You say a lot of the military people. You mean like, what sort of numbers are you talking about?
A lot of the military people who are here in Keene.
Like 40?
I have
50,
no idea how hundreds? Many are here in Keene, but I do know because I have a friend who works at the hotel that those who are in here, most of them are at the hotels.
I wonder if they're being dispatched with weapons. Like if they're, you know, if they have weapons that they're leaving with.
It would probably not be a good idea for them to do that in New Hampshire.
Well, you would think not, but usually, I know, like, even...
Because we're already paranoid. We're so paranoid about this that before they even came here, the city council or Dragon or whoever it was coming out saying, hey, look, don't shoot them when they get here. They're just coming here to do a thing, and then they'll be gone.
You mean a government official telling you not to panic?
Yes.
That's when you're supposed to panic, I'm told.
No, you're not supposed to panic until other libertarians are telling you you need to sit down, shut up, and obey the government.
Yes, yes.
That's the moment when you panic. Oh,
yeah. You haven't had that happen yet.
You said you're not on Facebook, right?
Correct.
Okay, well, there you have it.
Okay. That's where they're assembling. It's all of those Gary Johnson, Bill Weld type libertarians who want to legitimize the Libertarian Party in the eyes of the masses. The ones who hate Berman Supreme, you know, they want to play the political game, and they hate us passionately.
Yeah, I think I've met some people like that.
Yeah.
Think about that.
And so these libertarians are out there now saying, hey, there's a time for civil disobedience, but that time isn't now. Now you should just obey the government. And these are libertarians.
I mean, if we had, so I saw a video, I forgot the guy's name, but he's running for Senate, and he's had a few MIT degrees. He sounded like a really smart guy. He was pretty much kind of anti-vaccine. The point being is that, like, he sounded like a very smart individual, and he sounded like he was sort of for the people, if you will, or is some sort of government that I would support.
Is he the guy who wears the taxation is fat top hat? Was it that guy?
I don't know. Dr. Shiva or something like that, maybe?
Oh, is it? Yeah, I know who you're talking about. He's running as an independent, I think originally as a Republican. He's running in as an independent in Massachusetts against Elizabeth Warren. He seems a pretty bright guy, you know, interesting. Obviously, his independent run failed, but...
So, like, if there was if a government existed and had people like that in it, then maybe I would be more open to the advice that it's offering to me. But when it's commanding me and it's the people that are in there now, it's no way, man.
Well, advice from an intelligent person whose opinion you trust is fundamentally different from an order from a government. Like, if somebody I know and trust gave me advice on what to do, I would make the choice whether or not to take that advice and whether or not to do as they suggested. But if a government tells me that I have to do something, I don't get to make a choice.
Well, you instantly question it, that's
well,
for sure.
Well, there is that.
You think it's the opposite.
But in the end, if they want to push it to that point, I either obey or they murder me.
Yeah, they have the guns.
Yeah, so there's no free will there. There's no independent, autonomous decision. It's just obey or die.
Yep.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.